Welcome to The Fighting Priests, a podcast exploring orthodoxy and jiu-jitsu. Two paths, one struggle. Father Ted Perescavopoulos and Father Thomas Sandberg are two orthodox Christian priests who also happen to be practitioners of jiu-jitsu. Together, they explore how these two unique worlds intersect and what it means for our spirituality. Here's Father Ted and Father Thomas. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Fighting Priests. My name is Father Ted Perescavopoulos, and I'm coming to you from beautiful, hot, sunny Greece. I am on my second day of my vacation this summer, as I had mentioned to you in my final update, my last update, which was last week. And I'm here with a new co-host of mine, because as we had said, Father Thomas is on vacation up in Calgary, and he won't be with us during this little trip. But I do have with me a co-host, which I had on the show almost 2 years ago, two Christmases ago, so about a year and a half ago, and it's my son, George Perescavopoulos. George, how's it going?
Great. It's nice to be back in the Fighting Priests.
Thank you. Yeah. And so George, of course, is here with me and my whole family, of course, my three children, my wife, Joanna, and we traveled here 2 days ago, well, overnight from Toronto, Canada. We left on Friday in the evening and we flew to Athens, and we landed yesterday in midday here in Athens, and we have a house. My family has a house here in Athens, and we are spending the first few days, the first leg of our trip here, seeing family members and everything. So, George, you know, how was the trip, like how was the flight and everything in the airport?
Well, actually, it was better than I expected. Last time when we came to Greece on the plane, it wasn't as good, but it's been more modern on the plane, and it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was actually really nice, and I don't think I could have had better.
Yeah, how long ago, when was the last time that you traveled to Greece? Do you remember?
Last time, like, when I was, like, around six or seven.
Yeah, six, actually. You're 10 now.
Yeah, six, yeah.
So it was 4 years ago we were here. We were in 2018. We came to Greece. And what did we do? We had a big event that we had last time we were here. Do you remember?
Big event?
Well, it was a big event. It was a family event.
Oh, you mean my aunt's wedding?
Yes, your Aunt Maria. She was getting married here, right? Yes. So we came for the wedding, and that was a fun time. But you were 6 years old, and now you're 10, so it's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's been a while since we've been on vacation, especially with COVID and everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the lockdowns, it was a long time since we were able to kind of get away as a family. So we are here in beautiful Greece. So the flight was good. How are you finding Athens? Like your first, we just kind of had our first full day today. You know, want to tell everybody about it? Like, what do we do?
Well, first this morning, I actually slept in until 10 because yesterday was absolutely exhausting after just getting off a plane and, you know, different times of bedtime on different places in the world. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so far, like, and having my first full day is probably one of the best times. Like, I don't think I could have been happier to go anywhere else but here. Like,
where did we go today?
To the Acropolis,
mm-hmm.
A nice restaurant.
What's the Acropolis for our viewers? Because some people don't know what that is.
The Parthenon, one of the greatest temples of all time, where people used to worship one of the greatest gods, Athena.
In the ancient times, right? In ancient Greece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we went there today. It was hot, and we climbed all the way up to the Acropolis. The Acropolis is not the Parthenon, right? It's the actual mountain that the temple sits on, right?
Yes, and we also came by two famous temples built for entertainment and to worship Dionysus.
Oh yes, yeah, the Temple of Dionysus and the Erodion, which was like the ancient, almost like a theater.
On the Acropolis, we found a lot of ancient ruins on the way.
Yeah, it was great, but it was hot.
Yes.
Nice.
It was windy, so it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad, but it was pretty warm, and but it was nice to go. It was your first time up there.
Yep.
Because last time you were too young to climb up there, and it's quite a climb. So.
And it was a long line. Glad we went early.
Yeah, it was great.
We would have won earlier if I didn't sleep in until 10, but you know.
Well, it's okay. You're allowed to sleep in on the first day. It's called jet lag.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Totally. Well, that's what we did on our first day, so it was a pretty busy day. And as we had mentioned in our update, I'm going to be doing a little bit of training as well, even though it's a family vacation, and we're going to be going to a lot of places and seeing lots of family members that we haven't seen in a long time. And we're going to be going to different places. I am going to try to train a bit because, you know, with jiu-jitsu, you know, you always got to train, right?
Yeah.
And if you stop training for a long time, what happens to you?
Oh, God, you start to get lazy. And then next time when you come back, you're doing jiu-jitsu, you're like, this is so hard, but you're used to it. It's just you haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, your body gets lazy and you get weak. So you got to keep training. And even when you're on vacation, obviously you're going to rest a little bit, but it's also good to, you know, keep training your body a bit, right?
Yeah, you can't ever get enough of it.
That's true. That's what I like to hear. Yeah, so for our listeners, I think you all know that all my three children, George and his twin sister Katarina, who are 10, and little Angelo, who is 7, they all train jiu-jitsu as well, and they train about 3 times a week. So they really enjoy it, and they know that it's really important to to keep training and keep your body strong, and your endurance and your stamina. So I'm going to be visiting actually tomorrow, which is the third day in, actually a club that is right near my house here in Athens, and it's called Alliance Jiu-Jitsu Athens. And of course, as many know who follow jiu-jitsu, Alliance is a very, very big affiliation based out of the United States, and there is a chapter here in Athens. So I've contacted them, and they've been very gracious to allow me to go and train just an hour tomorrow morning. So I hope to maybe be able to post a few pictures and maybe some video on our Instagram, and also if I get a chance to maybe podcast another episode from there, just to meet some of our fellow Greeks here, and also to see what the jiu-jitsu scene is like. We only know Toronto, right, George? Like, we've only been training jiu-jitsu in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do you think, George, that jiu-jitsu will be like? Are you gonna come with me tomorrow? You wanna come and visit and see how it is?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Do you think that jiu-jitsu will be like? Do you predict it's gonna be the same as we do in like North America, or do you think maybe in Greece they train a little bit differently?
I agree. I think it would be a little bit differently.
Why? Why do you think it would be different?
I don't know, I just feel like, I have a feeling it'll be differently since the whole other facility. Mm-hmm. And like, I've never really been in a whole other gym before and really saw they train from there. And also, it's in Greece now, so yeah, in a whole other part in the world, so yeah.
Yeah, it's true, culturally, they might have different traditions, they might train with different kind of techniques and things like that. In jiu-jitsu, there's just so many. We've talked about this like before and with Father Thomas, that in jiu-jitsu, there's so much to explore. There's so many techniques, and there's like so many different types of kind of schools of thought that really, different gyms and different places in the world sometimes emphasize different types of jiu-jitsu, right? So, in some places you'll have an emphasis on takedowns, and another place maybe there'll be an emphasis on, top submissions or taking the back. And then there's other places where foot locks and leg locks are really, really, really popular, right? So I'm kind of interested to see, what is popular here in Europe, what's popular here in Greece. Maybe it's different from in other European countries, right? So, we've interviewed a lot of different people in the last, especially the last year, where we were interviewing a lot of friends from Europe. Some of them we will meet here on our vacation, and then some we will not. From Europe, from Serbia, from Romania, and all of them have kind of like different attitudes and different approaches to jiu-jitsu. So that's why I'm really curious to see, what kind of different things they do here, right? So so I guess that's going to be really exciting to kind of go and train with them tomorrow, and learn from them. And hopefully pick up some maybe new techniques or new outlooks about jiu-jitsu, and take it back to Toronto and incorporate it into my game, and even share it with some of my teammates back at Rev MMA in Toronto. Yeah?
Yeah.
And even though I know they don't have a kids class that we can attend tomorrow at least, and you didn't bring a gi, unfortunately, because,
how could we?
I know. I brought one, but we had a lot of suitcases with 5 people in the family, so... we couldn't bring geese for everybody, but, at least you can come along and you can definitely take a look at what's going on. You can still learn by watching and meeting different people, right? So I think that's going to be a good experience for you as well. You know, in Europe, one thing that I learned from some of our friends that we recorded with in the last year is that there's a lot of people, especially black belts who do jiu-jitsu, that they did other martial arts before. And this happens, of course, in North America as well. But here in Europe, a really, really popular martial art that a lot of jiu-jitsu players have done before has either been judo or sambo. Do you know anything about judo or sambo, George?
No, not like I much at all. No.
At all? Like, have you heard anything about judo?
Yeah, I've heard of judo as a martial arts, but like I don't really know much of it.
So judo is actually a precursor to jiu-jitsu. Like jiu-jitsu kind of comes out of the judo tradition. Actually, that's actually not exactly true. What actually happens is that there was Japanese jiu-jitsu in ancient times, and that was more with striking, and it also had grappling as well. And out of Japanese jiu-jitsu, there was also judo that came out of it, right? Which is more focused on standing and throwing people, right? As opposed to groundwork, although there is groundwork and grappling in judo. Judo today is mostly about throwing, different types of throws, different types of takedowns, and that's how you get your points. And a lot of people here in Europe, and especially in Greece, they have a strong judo background. Have you ever heard of sambo?
No.
So sambo is another martial art that is actually, it's kind of like a type of grappling martial art, right? That is popular both in Russia and also Serbia. And it's kind of like something that a lot of people in the Eastern European area have done before. It's a type of grappling, but not exactly as jiu-jitsu. And so there's also a lot of people who had a background in that. So what happened is a lot of our friends here in Greece, they already knew a lot about throwing and takedowns and even a little bit of grappling from their judo and sambo backgrounds. And so when they started jiu-jitsu, they weren't starting like you and I did, where, you know, we knew nothing. Right? And we had to basically start as white belts, and we absolutely knew nothing about what jiu-jitsu was. We had to learn from scratch, right? A lot of these guys, they started with some type of experience. Some of them even went to blue belt directly. They skipped white belt because they were already like black belts in judo or sambo, right? They already had enough experience that they wouldn't let them compete at white belt, and so they skipped them to blue belt. So some of these people have like a little bit of mixed background, and that might also be really interesting to kind of roll with some of them and to kind of see how their style is, because some people in the past have said that, you know, they incorporate some of their sambo and their judo into their jiu-jitsu, which I would think is kind of unique, as opposed to somebody who never learned any of those things and just did straight Brazilian jiu-jitsu from the beginning. So it should be pretty interesting to see what it's going to be like. So, you know, George, tomorrow when we go, like, if you could ask, you know, our kind of fellow Greeks who do jiu-jitsu, you know, if you could ask them any kind of questions, you know, what would you ask them?
Well, two things. Like, how good you think it is? Do you think it's really good? How much do you like it? What do you feel about it? Do you think you should do it all the time? Like what you think so good about it? Like something that you love about it and that you always want to do. What's your favorite part in jiu-jitsu?
Okay.
And what is like your biggest like goals and stuff and things that you want to do in jiu-jitsu a lot? And how good you think it is? And is it good? Is it entertaining? Is it the best sport?
Okay. Anything else that you would ask them?
And also like tips of like what you think you should do to get better, successful, and like a pro and awesome at jiu-jitsu. And like how you think you should start off as a white belt, how, you know, how to be at, you know, which belt you're at, and what you should do when you're at the level you are, and yeah, and what's the best thing to do in jiu-jitsu and when training and to get successful in it.
Mm-hmm. So are you asking, here's a question for you, George. Are you asking that second question for you, or are you asking it for your daddy?
You?
You're asking for me? Oh, I'm not supposed to say it on the podcast. So you want to ask them how to get better for me?
It's because I'm a higher belt than you.
Oh, well, you know what? That's funny. Yes, my son always likes to make fun of me, because even though he's training as a child and I'm training as an adult, we both started together 2.5 years ago. And he's gone up, like, he always reminds me painfully almost every week that, you know, he's already up like 3 belts, I think. And I'm still four-stripe white belt. So he's like, yeah, well, Daddy, you know, I'm better than you because I've had three promotions into three different belts and you're still the same belt. And he's right. He is better than me. So so George would like to ask our fellow Greek jiu-jitsu practitioners how to get better so that he can help his father become a better jiu-jitsu player. And I really appreciate that, George. Thank you very much. But maybe you can take some of those tips as well if they give you for yourself, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and for your brother and your sister and for everybody, right? So that's funny, George. Thank you. Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes. You know, this is kind of like our first main, you know, mini podcast, I guess you could say. It's only about 15, 20 minutes long. But we wanted just to touch base on the first couple of days here in Greece. And our next episode will be from Alliance Jiu-Jitsu and then from some of the other places that hopefully we will be training at. And, you know, maybe my co-host here, George, can come with me as well and tell us about his experiences as well and how he sees jiu-jitsu as well. And you can help me on the podcast. Yeah, George?
Yep.
All right. So we'll see how we go tomorrow at Alliance. And we'll be back probably not in 2 weeks. We'll probably be podcasting once a week during this little trip we're doing, the traveling with the gi that we like to call it, you know, traveling in Greece and experiencing jiu-jitsu here. On our family trip, and we will see everybody in about a week and a few days. So, George, you want to say goodbye, everybody?
Goodbye, everybody, and I hope to be back in the fighting
group. Okay, thank you, George. And thank you, everybody. We'll talk to everybody soon. Take care and God bless.
You have been listening to The Fighting Priests. Feel free to download us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or anywhere else you get your content. Check us out on Instagram at The Fighting Priests. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at thefightingpriests@gmail.com. Till next time, keep training the body and the soul.